Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Greg Anderson, who's the president of Prime Loans Now. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I always love learning about what gets people into the industry that they're in. And I was talking to someone earlier today that was in financial planning, and they have been in for 30 years, and they're as passionate now as they were 30 years ago. So give us a little bit of your background. What got you into the real estate or the mortgage lending industry?
Well, you know, Mike, I was a school teacher. I graduated from the University of Northern Colorado and taught in Greeley, Colorado, the home of the University of Northern Colorado, for about 5 or 6 years, and then ended up following my brother, who was an attorney, up to the mountains. And he was an attorney in Aspen, Colorado. I sought out and found a high school English teaching job at Glenwood Springs High School, just a few miles, about 30 miles from Aspen, and lived there for 8 or 9 years, and came to Denver after a number of years of being a school teacher. And I was kind of a hybrid. I was a teacher for a long time, but I also had sales skills, and I worked as a salesperson in the summertime in the Roaring Fork Valley in the Glenwood Springs area. And during that period of time, I sold advertising and realized after a few summers of selling advertising, I was making more money than I was as a school teacher. So I knew I had a sales acumen, and I came to Denver and got into the advertising business with a journalism minor from University of Northern Colorado and an English major. I got into the advertising business in the 80s in Denver. And then after a period of time, I took a road job. I was an educational salesperson for a technology company based in San Antonio, Texas. Did that for 7 or 8 years and thought, gee, do I have enough money to retire? And I realized I did not. And in 1996, a friend of mine, I was out playing golf with a close friend of mine who happens to be an appraiser, a real estate appraiser. And he said, well, why don't you give the mortgage business a try? And at that time, I didn't know debt to income ratio from loan to value. But at the same time, I walked in the door of South Denver Mortgage. And that was back in the days of no regulation. And anybody, Mike, you and I could have started Greg and Mike's mortgage company. And the next day, lent $1 million. There was no licensing. There was no regulation. Yeah. And it was the Wild West. And at that point in time, I learned how to put loans together. And back then, telephone marketing was very, very big. Telemarketing was big, not so much anymore with all the restrictions. But I learned the hard way. I went to work for a hard money, not hard money necessarily, but a subprime lender, and did a lot of business that way. And then eventually came over here to the west side of town and in Lakewood, Colorado. In the western suburbs of Denver, and learned how to do A business and B business, and have been doing it for 26 and a half years. My company is called Prime Loans Now Incorporated. It is a Colorado corporation, and that is the company I use for purposes of some of the alternative loans that I do nationwide. However, I am an NMLS licensed, National Mortgage License System licensed mortgage broker from licensing with Washington, D.C. and the state of Colorado. And my managing broker, awesome Karen Saxton, has welcomed me to Loan Zone several years ago. She and I used to work for another mortgage company, and she and I have been together for many, many years. She's my managing broker. And with FHA, VA, conventional, and the normal kinds of loans, I go through Loan Zone Mortgage. That website is loanzonemortgage.com. But when it comes to the unusual alternative nationwide lending and even international lending, Prime Loans Now Incorporated is my company, and my corporation is a Colorado corporation. Had it for several years, and kind of worked both ways, my friend.
Yeah, sounds really neat. And I would venture to say, Greg, with your teacher background, that you take pride in helping your clients who are borrowers understand the process. Right? You teach them, you know, here's what debt to income ratio. actually means. Here's what people, you know, assume it means. Here's what loan to value is. Here's, and I think that if more people took that ethical, moral, you know, teaching approach, maybe the whole crash back in the 07, 08, 9, 10, 11, 12 years might not have been as hard, because people would have been like, hold on, we want you to understand how this works. So tell us a little bit about how you work with your clients to help educate them to make sure that they're getting the right loan product.
Well, to give you a good example, I funded a VA loan a week ago Monday, for a veteran in Colorado Springs. And he had gone with a lender, I will not mention the name, but he'd gone with a lender that didn't explain things to him very well. My awesome real estate partner in Colorado Springs, Alan Armour, sent the loan to me, and I got to know the veteran and his wife. And we started from scratch talking about, you know, his income, his credit, how much he wanted to put down, which in this case with VA was zero. But we went through it very, very, very carefully. It turns out that we both got along very well. The first lender dropped off. I became the lender, and they sold one property and bought another. And a lot of the discussion that we had was fundamental discussion about how much do you make, what's your credit score, the experience that putting a loan application together takes time, and there's a lot of detail involved, much like teaching high school kids how to write an essay, or teaching high school kids how to read critically in journalism and so forth. And it has been an excellent background for me, and teaching is a big part of it, especially with first-time home buyers. This gentleman was not a first-time home buyer, but at the same time, he was a fairly savvy investor. He'd owned a couple of properties and was buying a house with he and his wife and two children that will be their home forever. He's going to stay. I asked him, if you were going to be in Colorado Springs, it's a fairly transient community with military background. He said, absolutely not. I'm either going to retire in 5 years, or if I don't retire, my wife and children will stay here. If I get deployed anywhere beyond the deployment he already had in Afghanistan and Iraq, he would stay in the Colorado Springs area. So it's a long-term home for him. And when you have a long-term home, he actually spent a little bit of money to buy his interest rate down into the 3.75 rate.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense.
$800 doing that. So it made a lot of sense. And we take it one step at a time. There's only three or four things that the lender cares about. Do you have a job? Do you make any money? How's your credit? And do you have any down payment? And that's about it. It's not super complicated, but at the same time, those are the fundamental reasons and avenues where people can get qualified to buy a home.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that other lender, probably if you could wave a magic wand and discover what was the breakdown in communication, it might have just been they were just busy and just throwing things at them and trying to move. And you take just the laid back approach to get to know them, you know, for just some of the basic facts you threw out right here in that brief overview. You know, you got to know those people as people and relationships. You know, that's big.
Exactly right. As a matter of fact, when I asked it, I'm going through the process of the loan application, and I asked this veteran, he's actually a current active military, his birth date. And then I asked him his wife's birth date, and they were exactly the same. I've never had anyone in 26 and a half years say, what's your birth date? And then what's your wife's birth date? He said, same. I said, what, are you kidding me? He said, no, she was raised in Russia. I was raised in California, and we have the exact same birth date. And they were within 2 months of each other. And that was very interesting. But what happened on the other lender, and I will never criticize anybody in my industry, but what happened with the other lender was the loan officer went through the loan application and handed it to an assistant to do the application part. And there was about 6 or 7 or 8 mistakes on the application. The gentleman that my client was extremely meticulous individual, and he wouldn't tolerate any mistakes. And that's how the loan ended up falling in my lap. And Alan and I've done many, many deals together. But that was a VA loan, zero down, 3.75. Excellent client, and they're happily moved into their new home.
So that's a government loan. And that's kind of like what you mentioned with going through your friend FHA and VA. Those are highly regulated and things. What are some of the alternative loans you offer? Because there's going to be some people that come to you that go, oh, let me just tell you, I own a business and I really have trouble documenting my income, or what, a myriad of things. But talk a little bit about some of those needs and examples of alternative loans.
As a matter of fact, a week ago Monday, one of my realtors from the southern part of the Denver area came to me and said, Greg, I've got a client who on Monday, this was one week prior, his $25,000 earnest money is going to go hard. What does that mean? In our industry, hard earnest money means you're going to lose it if you don't close your loan. Soft earnest money means that you can get your money back if you give the seller enough time. This is a new build. It was $25,000 on the line. We had 1 week to get him pre-qualified. 9 other loan officers had tried. And my non-prime lender and I spent 3 full days working on it. And we steered him toward bank statements. He was self-employed and is self-employed. Young man in his 30s and wanting to purchase a $985,000 home. And it won't be done until November. But we switched gears and discarded his tax return. All we dealt with were his bank statements. And they were business bank statements. And when you have business bank statements, you add up all the deposits. You forget about the balance in each account. You add up all the deposits for 12 months and divide by 12, and that's your income. And as far as business bank statements are concerned, Mike, you actually have to divide again, because if you have a 50% expense ratio or a 30% expense ratio or whatever that expense ratio might be, you take your total amount of money, you divide by that expense ratio. In other words, if you have $1,000 worth of income with a 50% expense ratio, you'd have $500 worth of verifiable income. If you had a 30% expense ratio, you'd have $700 worth of income. It took us about 3 days to verify everything. He had a $2,100 BMW payment. Well, we worked our way around the $2,100 BMW payment. And unlike the other 9 loan officers that tried, we got him pre-qualified. That $25,000 hard earned money is solid, and we feel good about it. November 15th, we'll be closing on his loan. That is a self-employed individual who simply does not have the verifiable taxable income like so many of us who are self-employed. Our accountants really kind of came out of the womb looking for deductions for all of us. And in this particular case, this gentleman was able to, he made money, but he didn't report it all to the IRS perfectly legally. And we were able to do a bank statement loan that allowed him to get qualified. And as of Monday morning, he was still asking a few questions. And by the end of the day, Monday, his earnest money became hard. And he's a solid client for my non-prime lender and I.
Wow. What a great story and a great lesson on bank statements.
Now, some of the other loans that I will to give you an example, that's a bank statement loan. Let's say the gentleman was a trust funder and had $800,000 in the bank. Well, there's another loan in the non-prime world that allows you to do no job, no nothing as far as income is concerned. You take your large sum of money and divide by 87, and that's your income. I've done that loan many times. That's another alternative loan. One of the most important alternative loans right now nationwide for anyone is called a debt service coverage ratio loan. And that loan is for investors who also have a less than perfect tax return. And if you go to purchase a property, if you have 20% down and a 700 credit score, even a 650 credit score, what you can do is qualify with the rent schedule. In other words, the appraiser is going to go out and determine that the rent is $2,000 for a single family home in the suburbs of Denver. If your payment is $2,000 or less, you qualify. That debt service coverage ratio is huge nationwide. I do those loans in 50 states. I do them residentially. I do them commercially. And it's a fabulous loan that allows investors to go out and buy property without having to use their tax return.
Yeah, because the rent is actually income. So if you can point to that rather than your tax return, because like in the other example, your accountant, CPA, tax preparer may have had some really aggressive write-offs, perfectly legal, perfectly ethical, but the IRS is looking at, or the lender underwriter is looking at that tax, you know, taxable income, and it looks lower. So I've got a pop quiz for you, Greg. So back in the day, I spent some time in the subprime world, and there's a loan program that I wonder if it's still available. I don't think it is, but it was called NINA.
Oh, the no income, no asset. If you could fog the mirror.
Yep. Are those still out there?
They are long gone. Long.
Yep. That was part of the problem, right? Because you don't have any income. You're not showing any assets. Like the example you gave, here's someone with $800,000 in the bank. That shows substantial character and foundation. The person with bank statements, with money flowing through there, that show, you know, the underwriter can, you know, kind of sink their teeth into that. But someone that you put zeros or blanks on the whole thing, how are they going to hang their hat on the fact that this person will repay it? So that's good to know that the industry now has moved away from those volatile, toxic type of loans, and that you are educated. So here's the observation I would make. You've been in the industry for 20 plus years, and now you know some of these ways to fix and find and navigate and make things happen when others can't. 9 other loan officers couldn't make it happen, and you salvaged not only the $25,000 but also the deal. That's a wonderful, wonderful.
I would never be critical of the other 9 loan officers. Part of it is simply because it's a lot of hard work. It's taken me many, many years to learn all of this information, and I have tremendous resources. I've been sitting in this mortgage chair for a long, long time, and I have a database. Used to be called a Rolodex. Now we call it a database.
Yep.
Of people that I can call and get advice and so forth, whether it's on land loans or cannabis loans. Here in the state of Colorado, cannabis is legal, and it's another loan that people don't realize they can do. If you have a dispensary owner or grow owner that's making massive amounts of money, I can get that loan done. They oftentimes buy $1, $2, $3, $4 million houses because they make so much money. And yes, you're exactly right. It's the type of thing that some loan officers don't do, but again, I'm not going to be critical of them because they haven't had the experience and they're hard.
Yes.
It took us 3 days to get that loan done. And I did almost nothing but that loan for 3 days. And again, no criticism of anyone else, but sometimes it's the right situation to go to somebody that practices alternative lending on a regular basis. Mike.
100%. Well, I think, you almost cannot put a price tag and value on someone that has that kind of experience. It reminds me of, how about this? We'll close with this example. You probably heard this before. The guy's car breaks down, goes to the shop. The mechanic looks at it over, under, to the side, to the left, takes a hammer and taps it. And now the engine's running the way it should. And he goes, okay, that'll be $100. And he goes, what? And he goes, okay, let me give you an invoice. $1 for the tap with the hammer, $99 knowing where to tap it.
Exactly.
So Greg Anderson knows where to tap and find and tap into these resources because you've been there, done that, seen a thing or two. And so if someone is listening to this going, you know what, I'm a real estate agent, I need this for my clients, or I'm a borrower, I need to have some creativity, what's the best way that they can reach out and connect with you, Greg?
My cell phone number is 303-229-2683. Call or text. My email address is Greg Anderson, spelled GREGANDERSON.loans@gmail.com. So that's GregAnderson.loans@gmail.com. And the two websites are my corporate website, which is PrimeLoansNow.com, PrimeLoansNow.com. And then Loan Zone Mortgage has their own website. Karen has a website that we are all participating in, which is loanzonemortgage.com, LoanZoneMortgage, loanzonemortgage.com, Mike.
Excellent. Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure learning from you and seeing how you serve your clients. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.